everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Pretend Friends. I'm Paul.
I'm Nick.
I'm Josh.
I'm Kevin.
Kevin Cole is here with us. So if you don't know who we are, Paul, Nick, and Josh are from a web show called Continue, where we play old video games. We have a bunch of other shows, Goosebuds, M-Class Podcast, Cinephilia Anonymous, a ton of other podcasts. We've been on featured on other shows on the internet, but you might know us through Continue. If you don't, welcome to our new show, Pretend Friends, where we play role-playing games. We're starting with a game called...
Space Kings.
Invented by Kevin Cole. Kevin, tell us a little bit about Space Kings.
Hi. I'm Kevin Cole. I made Space Kings. Space Kings is a game that I made with my friends because we wanted to play tabletop games every week, and we also wanted to drink and have too many people around.
Uh-huh.
And the regular rules of Dungeons & Dragons are beautiful, but they are a little complex for a bunch of drunk people who want to improv and be funny to each
right.
other.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So like I whipped up this game that uses cards instead of dice because cards are more fun, and we'll discuss the merit of cards later, but like that's the basic idea of Space Kings. It's just a really simple RPG that's more about improv than it is about like
mechanics.
Math.
Ooh,
right.
Fart
yeah.
sound effect.
Yeah, so this uses, as Kevin said, a standard bicycle deck
yep.
of cards.
Yep.
I'd say that as if it were the chapstick of card
or
brands.
Or the Kleenex.
I think
Kleenex
it is, yeah.
Bicycle
yeah.
is.
Is
yeah.
it not? Oh, name, yeah. another, name me another brand.
The count could, never could.
Tricycle.
Yeah. Tricycle.
Oh, yeah.
They
a little better.
Yeah.
But worth it if you can find
a little better?
You might know unicycle, or by its more common name, Uno.
Uno. So we're using a 54
okay.
deck of cards.
Yeah.
What?
So we're going to build cards.
This
build
is
cards.
Not standard at all, Kevin.
No.
I heard there's 52 in a regular deck.
Nah, we got 54. We got the Jokers.
Ooh.
So,
and there's no D20 on this table.
No.
There's no D anything.
No.
Well, there's D6s, but they're not for rolling.
Yeah, we have some dice, but they're more useful for like counting and stuff, for like health and whatever. Okay.
I use dice to count because I don't know numbers good.
That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, that's how he keeps it. You have like an abacus of dice
yeah.
in your house.
Oh,
yeah.
If we had an abacus just on the table.
On the table for
yeah,
us.
That would be great.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. All right. So the way like most things occur in Space Kings is like we'll just kind of improv out a scene, and if something that is challenging or risky happens, I'll ask you to flip cards.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the way I'll do that, you'll be like, Paul will be like, I want to break open this door, and I'll be like, okay, flip brawn, an attribute, and I'm gonna say melee, a skill, to punch through a door.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we'll probably put one of these character sheets up.
Oh,
can
yeah,
we do
we'll,
that?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So people can see that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you add up those two numbers, you flip that number of cards. Oh, that's a great
Jesus.
That's a great example.
Wow.
And, all right. Okay. So I got a 7, an 8, 2 aces, and a joker. So faces and aces are successes. So two
okay.
successes is pretty good. It's like you probably punched through that door. If it was a really weak door, one success would do it. If it was a pretty strong door, like you might need 3 or 4.
Holy crap.
You're acting like punching through a door is easy
oh,
in general. Look.
We're superheroes.
Okay, okay,
so.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right, so...
Some of us.
The two aces mean Paula succeeded at punching through the door, but the joker means I get to have some fun.
Okay.
So I mean, you're like, yeah, you totally punched through that door, but now the door is around your hand and it's sort of cumbersome.
And, yeah, like a goofy cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like you're gonna if you're gonna try and leave, you're gonna have some Three Stooges problems.
If I'm trying
yeah.
to walk through the doorway,
yeah.
I'm gonna be trying
yeah.
to pull the
pull
doors
the door through.
Through
the
yeah.
door, its own doorway.
We're gonna have all three of us are gonna have to work to like
yeah.
together to push
gonna,
this door through the.
You're gonna need to do an intelligence engineering check to get through the door now.
Oh, beautiful.
Wow. Okay.
It's like that gif of that dog with a stick.
Yeah.
And it's like all the math problems above its head.
Yeah.
So, and that's basically it. We have. I'll throw in some like fun mechanics, and combat has its own mechanics. But yeah, there are two ways if you guys want to start making characters.
Yeah,
okay.
So let's go over the character sheet real quick in case someone doesn't have it in front of them. We have our
yep.
Character name, I assume.
Yep.
Player name,
yep.
which will be us. We have to put our real name on there.
Yeah,
I mean,
just so we know it's yours.
Okay.
Yeah.
The
okay.
SATs. Oh, no.
Yeah, we have some number
make
two
sure,
pencils.
Who the fuck broke my fucking pencil already?
Make sure it's a number two pencil, otherwise these sheets will combust.
What's my name?
We couldn't find any Ticonderoga, the good pencils. We have Musgrave 1101.
Whoa. Don't give them that. Don't give Musgrave that free sponsorship
yeah.
on Pretend Friends.
That's a Musgrave 1101.
Actually, I'm not even sure if it's a Musgrave. It looks like it's a Musarave.
It says Musgrave.
What?
Mine says Musarabe. This one says Musarabe.
Mine clearly says Musgrave.
Okay, so we have okay, character, player, concept. So I guess that's like your class.
Yeah, no, concept is like what is the simplest phrase you can muster to describe your character.
Okay.
So
okay.
Concept is useful for you as like a uniting aspect. Like you might put down...
I know it already. Can I write it?
Go ahead.
Like boozy pop star as a concept.
Boozy okay. pop star?
Yeah,
boozy.
Usually adjective job is a good way to start. Okay. Or you could put something like...
Can I do noun job? Because that's what I think I'm going to
sure.
do. We talked about it earlier.
This will change. This is just a useful phrase for you for figuring out your character.
Okay.
So like you could even do it as two characters, like Han Solo meets Captain Picard. Like that's
okay.
your character.
Okay.
Gotcha.
It's like, I guess that's bald Han Solo.
Okay.
But this is a useful phrase for you for reminding yourself of like... what your character's about, and it'll help you when you're assigning attributes later. This
you keeping it a secret?
Yeah.
Josh is keeping his a secret.
Oh, he's got his donuts blocking
his
sheet on
it.
Yeah,
though.
My internet.
Right. You don't have to, like, there are two ways of making a character. You start with the concept first. That's called top-down.
Okay.
So you're like,
I'm going top-down.
Top-down is like, I want to make a dragon, so I'm going to need fire breath, I'm going to need wings, I'm going to, like, that's, you start with the idea of what, the surface idea of what it looks like, uh-huh. then you fill in the mechanics. That's called
okay.
top-down. Bottom up is, I want to be a strong guy, or I like athletics as a skill a lot. So
uh-huh.
you start at the bottom of the sheet and work your way up. And they're like, okay, I guess I have, like, a gym instructor character.
Okay.
aggressive gym instructor.
Aggressive gym instructor.
A little too handsy gym
yeah.
instructor.
And that becomes your character.
Voyeurist.
He set some cameras up.
Yeah. Todd.
He's got, Todd. He's got good tech.
Oh, so he's, athletics and computers are his two main skills.
I fucking love computers!
And seediness. I don't see seediness on here, but we should... Well, sneaking. That
yeah,
would be
sneak.
One.
That's
yeah.
definitely seediness.
Okay.
All right, so moving down the sheet, we have attributes.
Uh-huh.
One thing that we wanted to do... Brian Shepard designed the sheet, and he did it very well, and he's a
Thanks,
good friend.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
One thing we wanted to do is make sure that the rules for making characters are on the sheets, so you,
sure.
don't need to constantly look at a book all the
no,
time.
No,
it's like a magic
yeah.
card.
Yeah.
So you have 7 dots to distribute,
mm-hmm.
okay.
and I will describe these attributes to you now. You have brawn, which is how strong you are.
Mm-hmm.
You have agility, which is how fast and dexterous you are.
Mm-hmm.
You have intelligence, which is like how good you are at memorizing things and acquiring and learning new information.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Then you have wit, which is how good you are at noticing things and being creative and generating new ideas.
Gotcha.
Okay.
You have charm, which is how much people like you.
Okay.
And you have presence, which is how much people respect you.
Which is
okay.
how little of a ghost you are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
how much you can phase
much.
Through things.
Yeah.
I mean, it probably could go both ways.
Yeah.
My ghost presence is high.
Or low.
Or low. If
your
not...
body presence is low.
Right.
Yeah. So if you want to think about it a different way, intelligence is like punching people with your brain. Wit is like karate chopping people with your brain.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, intelligence is pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. The charm and presence.
Wit and charm are a little similar.
He says charm and presence are like similar stats, but they have go
yeah,
on.
You yeah, are, we thought up a good example
device.
For this. Bruce Lee, high presence. Jackie Chan, high charm.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I got
yeah.
you.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
That makes
yeah.
perfect sense.
Yep.
It does.
Yeah. We're talking about last time. We're like, oh, that'll work.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So what do you guys? Like, do you guys feel like confident enough in your concept right now to start?
I think so. I got my concept down.
Should we go through the rest of the things, or do we do that as if? Should we lay out our concepts and then we'll go through and
do? Why don't we just keep rolling.
Top to bottom. Yeah.
So this episode, by the way, if you didn't know, it's gonna be episode 0. It will be just the character creation, and then the next episode will be the beginning of our adventure.
Yeah. So health is our next stat. So, your health is determined by your brawn score.
Okay.
Your maximum health is 3 times your brawn.
Okay.
So, if you have a brawn of 1, you have 3 hit points.
Mm-hmm. It should also be noted that we have 1 of each dot for each.
Yeah,
you start
out
with
1.
Okay. Yeah, you have to have 1.
Yeah.
Everybody gets one. So, your total health is your brawn times 3.
Okay.
You're injured when you're at less than your brawn times 2. And you're unconscious when you're at less than your brawn score at all. So if I have 3 health and I haven't taken any damage yet, I'm healthy. I'm fine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If I've taken 1 point of damage, I'm now injured.
Mm-hmm.
I get 1 less card flip.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
One because you're healthy is a phrase you'll be hearing a lot.
Okay.
One because you're healthy it is a bonus card because you're healthy.
Okay.
So injured is you don't get that bonus card anymore, and unconscious is you are unconscious.
Gotcha.
Okay.
you're not
very self-explanatory. Okay.
You're not conscious. Like, you don't have consciousness.
You do not possess consciousness. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. We all know consciousness, right?
Right. What if my character is just a brain?
Oh my god, he's doing it already. He's Nick Murphy. He's trying
to win it. I'm trying to win.
If you don't know Nick Murphy, he's going to game the system of this
How
game.
Big of a brain?
I would think your brawn
like
would
a regular
be,
I would say
low.
At least 1, 2, 3, 4 four brains. Four brawn brains.
You're a giant brain, but you're a really stupid giant brain.
A brain that has evolved to be a strong brain.
Yep.
It's just a brain with two biceps.
Muscle brain.
You're Krang if his suit.
Yeah.
You mean
right,
Todd
exactly.
From
yeah.
the gym?
Oh my god. Dude. Gotta make a note on Todd. He's probably gonna be an antagonist later.
Yep.
All right, then we go to initiative. Initiative determines who acts first in combat.
Okay.
And that's
okay.
determined by your presence and your agility.
Okay.
Then you have your dodge. So dodge works like a halo shield, right?
Uh-huh.
So
right.
When your turn starts, your dodge goes up to your maximum dodge number,
mm-hmm.
Which is influenced by your agility and your wit. And when you take damage, you can choose to deflect it with your dodge so it doesn't hit your health.
Gotcha.
Okay.
But everyone goes into initiative with no dodge, so that's like a surprise attack.
Okay.
It's fun.
Scary.
Yeah. Also, we're beta testing that feature. So,
okay.
So you guys will help me figure out
how to patch that out.
Yeah, we can. Drive lets you flip extra cards. Like, if you really need a success, you can start spending drive to flip more cards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's determined by your wit and presence.
Okay.
And your crit, whenever you flip the Queen of Hearts, you get... That card counts as success is equal to your charm.
Whoa!
Yeah, so that's right. A big
Queen
play.
Of Hearts, crit, something added.
That's going to be what we use.
No, there's that other Queen of Hearts. Playing with the Queen of Hearts.
Yeah. There's a plenty of them.
There's a ultimate, which we'll get to, called Desperado, which gives you an
Desperado.
Extra...
Desperado.
It gives you...
I love it.
It gives you an extra crit on the Ace of Spades, but the Queen of Diamonds counts as a Joker.
Oh, shit.
So don't you try the Queen of Diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she
Don't you try it, boy.
Don't you try it. That's the stats. Then
skills. I don't know if we need to go
My
for
favorite
each
part one. About skills is how you use a bowling ball and bowling pin.
Yeah.
For
skill?
For the skill logo.
Yeah.
True.
Stats is like a
that's Brian Shepard being a genius.
Yeah, the iconography is adorable.
It's great.
Yep.
Because ultimates are a nuclear explosion.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
It's so cute, though. Yeah, skills... are like attributes, except they're not. So they're just they're much more specific. And those are sort of to kind of describe what your character can do and what they're bad at.
Mm-hmm.
So practices, which you have, you get, if you have a lot of intelligence, you have a lot of practices, which means you're kind of good at it.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. That gives you 2 dots in a skill. So if I have a practice in biology, that's 2 dots in biology.
Mm-hmm.
Masteries, everybody gets 2 masteries. And those are 4 dots.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's the stuff that you're the best at.
Okay.
Like, if you want to start,
man.
A good way to, like, think about what skills you want are just to read through them and put a star next to things that sound cool.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then ignore the rest. Don't worry about making, like, too balanced of a team. Like, it's funny. Like, we had a whole session where no one had piloting.
Uh-huh.
So they were just,
fly. So they were just crashing ships on...
Like Indiana Jones.
I love it.
It's like, does anyone know how to fly this thing? Nope.
We'll just keep crashing until we get there.
Yeah. So don't worry if there's like there is going to be like a hole in like what you're good at. Like
okay.
we joked before this, like maybe no one makes a good combat character and you guys have to run away all the time and talk yourself out of combat. Just like go with what you think would be fun.
Okay.
Useful items will also give you skill boosts, but you guys don't have to worry about that yet. Since we're starting the first session, spoiler alert, you've been captured.
What?
Okay.
Oh, that's how we start?
Yep.
You'll see.
Good thing I know how to get out of this already.
Good thing my character is going to be an expert at being not captured.
I'm going to write one in escaping.
Oh, yeah, there is a write-in. There is a write-in skill.
Okay.
Yeah. And ultimates break the rules, but I have written all the ultimates down on little strips.
And we have to
We get one of those.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you they're based on your skill masteries.
Yeah, they're based on your skill masteries and your attributes. So every ultimate has a prereq. So like knack, you need intelligence of one, and you get to select one more mastery at character creation.
Wow. Okay.
They're, I like it.
There are,
I like it.
All right.
Kind of want neck. Not gonna
and then
lie.
Useful items, that just comes as we
yeah,
play?
Useful items. I've got little item cards that I'm going to give you guys.
Okay. And so what is hero points?
What
is hero points?
Hero points is at the end of every session, we're going to go around the table and you guys are going to reward each other for things that you thought were cool. Like you're going to say who your hero was this round.
Oh, okay.
Right.
That's
like
cool.
Mario Party.
Yeah.
You get like a star.
Yeah.
Stars at the end. That's cool.
And it's a good way of like wrapping up the episode and also like being friends.
Friends.
Yeah.
Friends.
I love
like,
it.
Maybe we're being friends.
Maybe we're being pretend friends.
We're saying we're pretending, but I think we're really friends.
We're real friends.
Also at the end, you guys will vote on who is the anti-Joker. The anti-Joker gets to destroy one Joker.
Whoa.
Oh, in a deck.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But you have, like, when it's flipped, the anti-Joker can say, no, I use the anti-Joker now, and then it's gone.
Whoa.
Okay.
But you guys
okay.
have to vote on who is
that's
responsible.
That's a clutch
veto power.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to vote on who is responsible enough to carry that burden.
Gotcha.
Nick. I think we agree already that that's Nick, right, Josh?
Okay. A guy that can scheme our way of anything, that's me.
We're going to give someone a way to screw the game over. Give it to Nick.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to make our characters now?
Yeah.
Yes, you want to start, Nick? Or?
Yeah, okay. So we just do like our character names and go down like that, I
is
guess.
Is that how we want to do it, or do we want to go through a full... What do you think the best way is to do it?
Well, I think we can just go around if you guys like want to just talk about your thought process or something.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Like, Paul, do you have an idea for a character yet?
I did. I have a name and a sort of a general character.
Okay. Yeah. What's his name?
The name is... Davil Titor.
Davil.
Dude, Davil. I love it.
Davil Titor.
Davil.
Davil's good.
They're two references. One's an inside joke and one is a reference to an internet meme. So I thought that would be a cool character name.
That is great. Davil is because I wrote Paul on a script one time and everyone thought it said Davil.
It looked like it said Davil.
D-A-V-L.
And I was like, that's like an Isaac Asimov character name. Davil.
D-A-V-L. Davil.
Well... Like, do you know what Davil's good at yet?
So, we were talking earlier, Kevin, you and I, and I was saying that I think I'd really like to do, in Fallout, I usually play a gun person, but if I have a secondary backup skill set, it's always like a hacking, like computer-y person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you and I were talking, so it's down between being good with gun, but also solid at healing or solid at science. Maybe both.
Got it.
So, maybe both?
So concept...
Go to the
gun doctor.
Gun doctor.
Gun
doctor.
I love it.
Dr. Gun.
Or gun scientist.
Gun scientist. So that would be biology, probably, and firearms.
As my masteries?
Yeah, if you're thinking about, I want to heal and I want to shoot.
What if I want to be good at like making computers do what I want them to do? Computers and
that'd be computers.
That's computers.
That's computers.
Didn't see the computers right away, guys.
Paul, it's the one under C for computers.
Are you sure that law wouldn't help with computers?
I don't know.
Dude, law's great.
Law's
like, all right, well, I'm taking you guys in. Or
oh, no.
are you?
Hold on. I'm a law doctor.
Just a lawyer.
Gun doctor. Dr. Gun.
The ultimate for law is really fun.
What's the ultimate if I were to do computers and firearms?
Let me grab those for you. All right, the computers one is hack anything, which lets you... spend drive to make a computerized thing do what you want.
Okay.
For a few turns.
What's your character name, Josh? Are we going to do characters?
Let's do character names
yeah.
And then general concepts, because I can go and pick my stuff later.
Okay. Mine is a kitty cat.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
He's a salty space cat rogue.
Uh-huh.
Who uses swords.
Awesome.
I love it.
What's his name going to be?
Kill Cat the Space Cat.
Yeah.
Cad? He's a cad.
He's a cad? Kill Cad?
Kill Cat the Space Cad.
Oh,
Kill
okay.
Cat
okay.
the Space Cat.
I like it.
How big is he? Is he human-sized or is he cat-sized?
Like a...
Oh, is he just a cat with a gun?
That's fucking
or a sword.
Adorable.
Like a cat...
Like, he's real small. He's smaller, right? Like,
but he's got humanoid, like, features.
Yeah, he's humanoid. He's like Hobbit-sized.
Oh, so
okay,
he's not...
Okay.
Oh, my God, he's so cute.
Wow, that's great.
That's adorable.
He's going to slow us
what's,
down a lot.
What's his home planet?
Oh my god.
Is it like Catchalon 5 or something?
Catchalon 5, no. Clause 2 with a Z.
Clause 2.
It's the sequel to Clause 1.
Sorry, Paul, I didn't ask. Are you a human?
With a K.
I am a human, and I'm from the planet Black Earth.
Wow. Because
he's from a future awesome. Where Earth is black as hell.
Dude. Damn, dude. That's a rap album.
Dude, that's some lore.
Fuck, yeah. There's like a rap group that made... It was like Fear of Black Planet was the name of the album. Fuck, I can't remember who it is.
Was it Digible Planets? Diggable Planets?
I don't remember.
I just assume they're real into planets. So.
My race is Ketonians.
Nice.
Ketonians.
Kit or Catonians?
I will.
Kit, like kittens.
Cool. I have right now my name here, and my concept is just gun. I haven't decided on the second
you
part
want
yet.
I think you want scientists.
I'm writing down Catonians because I got an evil... I got the Saul Empire.
Damn, what?
Yeah, Saul Empire is gonna... It's gonna wreck some shit. What is it? Catonia?
Ketonians. Two T's. K-I-T-T.
Nick, all right. What about you?
Oh, it's a Public Enemy album. I was like, I fucking knew it.
Public Enemy.
Yeah, that's who it is. So, my character's name is Space Freely.
I love it.
All right.
Okay.
What makeup? Right. What makeup do you wear?
It's actually just stars. Because I put my race is made of star stuff.
Oh my
god,
you're a star person?
I'm a star person.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. All
right. Right? It's perfect. So I picked a concept would be Math Blaster. So he uses math and science to do destruction.
That's love it.
Cool
you
as
like
shit.
Blow people's minds
dude,
with science?
Yeah. I could just like, I
do
don't know.
You blind them with science?
I don't know. I don't know what I can do.
That's awesome.
I just like that idea of just using numbers to destroy people.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's science at its max, at its peak.
Yeah. Science is a weapon, guys.
When science reaches its apex, it will be the greatest weapon.
Now we're the sons of bitches.
I mean, it already is.
We already do that. That's how we make bombs and stuff.
Wait, we use science every day?
We use science every day as a weapon.
Hold on.
I drove here in a science mobile. There's explosions happening inside of it that get me.
That gets
I know.
You, dude. It's
I
true.
I am living science
it's
right
true.
Now.
Paul, you want to go through some of these ultimates? Pick some that sound funnier.
Oh, you can get multiples.
Yeah, you have two. You have two ultimates. They can either be determined by your masteries or by your attributes.
Gotcha. Okay.
I would rather you give me.
Okay. Yeah. Them. I'll do that.
Okay.
I want that too.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't want to. There's a lot here, which is good. But I want.
If this big stack looks too scary,
choice paralysis. Right?
Okay,
Can I just say I really like our team because I like that we have two very good brandable characters that can be pulled as actors, and we have the human that gives us a bridge to that.
I love
world.
It. Dude.
I'm all about branding characters and selling figures.
Yo,
me too.
Guys, we are literally the fucking Guardians of the Galaxy
right
now.
That's pretty much what it is.
Pretty much what we are, dude.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I was like, man, I'm Rocket.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm Star-Lord.
Because I'm the human.
Uh-oh.
I don't know, dude.
He's literally a star man.
I mean, you're
literally a star man.
You're like Star-Lord's dad, who's a star man.
That's true.
Yeah,
I guess I would be ego. I would be ego. It's true.
Subplot where Nick's your dad.
Oh,
wow.
No.
I love it.
And he doesn't know.
And Josh is our pet friend. Yeah. Oh, whoa. Friend pet.
Friend pet.
First, then pet.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm nobody's friend.
For Josh, I'm thinking sneaking and melee as your masteries.
That's exactly
okay.
What I was going to do.
Yeah, I'm going to do gun scientist.
So I'm going
to gun scientist. No
so
doctor.
Should I fill in four each for these sneaking and melee?
Yeah.
The nice thing about being a gun scientist, Nick, is that I will be able to learn healing and computers.
Oh, dude, you're going to be like Parasite Eve.
Yes. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's cool,
dude. A Parasite
Eve
reference.
All right, I love it.
No one talks about that game.
I
anymore.
Love that game.
Yeah, I like that game a lot.
I love the sequel too. It's actually.
I never played the sequel.
It's pretty weird, but also like it's like Resident Evil, but with RPG magic.
Ooh.
That's kind of what the first one's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So what am I going to fill in here, Kevin?
Okay. All right. So you want
as a math blaster?
We fill it in like an SAT thing, right? We fill
well,
a bubble in.
Well, how do you? Yeah, you bubble in. Okay. Well, so. I'm thinking intelligence is probably going to be your most important attribute, right?
Okay, yep.
Yep.
I would say that.
Because you want to dazzle people with your math skills. I'd say math is closest to engineering.
Yeah, engineering. That's what I was thinking.
So you could be like an engineering biology double major.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Double major.
You're not going to have any time to party, Nick.
But Paul, you already have biology.
I was doing scientists, so I think I was thinking about going computers.
Okay.
Firearms
okay.
and computers. Because I can do a practice in biology, correct?
Yeah, you can do a practice in biology.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm going to have biology and What else would be engineering? So like computers are my main, but then right. biology and engineering are like my, I'm okay at those as well.
I recommend if you want to have a fighty character, you have at least two brawn.
Okay.
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 Otherwise you'll die very fast.
So for the mastery, I'm going to fill in all four of these, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And I pick two. You want me to do engineering and biology?
Yeah. That sounds right to me.
Okay.
If your character is like all about that math.
Okay. And then you get two practices?
You get...
Well, no.
If intelligence plus
if two. Your intelligence okay. is four, you get six practices.
Okay. So you're saying I should have like high intelligence
yeah.
in my main thing. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think... are you going to be brawn in intelligence?
I don't know. I at least want one.
You're
brawn.
My dad, so we can be pretty similar.
That's true. I do want at least one brawn so that I'm not weak.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that's, I think that's smart. I think I'm going to add a brawn as well.
Add a brawn.
Yeah.
You know, and then I think...
I don't see like many tanky characters.
Yeah.
No. Not in this group. No.
I think I'm going to split the rest between wit and presence. I think that's appropriate for a math blaster.
Oh, that's yeah. good.
Yeah.
That's good. Wait, right? So charm is Jackie Chan. Presence is...
Bruce Lee.
I like. I'll do the charm. Okay. I think I'm gonna do charm.
All right.
All right. Then you are Star Lord. Then.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm gonna do intelligence, charm, and agility. I think.
What's wit again?
Wit is how creative you are and how observant you are.
Oh boy.
I'm just gonna split. Go right down the middle with these.
Wait. Okay. And charm and presence can. What would you? I know we have people, but so like. Wait, so what's the difference between wit and charm? You're right, Josh.
Wit is how observant and creative you are.
Okay.
Charm is how much people like you.
So I should be pretty witty because as a scientist, I should be observant of the world yeah. around me.
Like, MacGyver has high wit.
Right.
I guess Geordi LaForge has high intelligence.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm going to be Geordi-ish. Yeah, part of a Geordi. Mm. Oh, never mind, Paul.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to be in a party with a Geordi? Oh, more women for you, dude.
I prefer a Scotty. Over a Geordi.
Okay.
I see so Scotty, I prefer a Miles O'Brien every fucking time.
Oh, yeah. Scotty, Scotty won't give you his all, though.
He doesn't need to. He's like a genius.
So is Geordi.
Not
as much.
My computer died the other day, and like I was kind of freaking out, and I was like,
yeah.
guide me, Miles O'Brien.
Dude, yeah. No, that's the worst feeling in the world when you're like, oh, no.
All right, so I'm going to fill my health in. My health is equal brawn times three. I got two brawns. So I'm going to do six health.
Yeah.
And then do I fill this up like a thermometer?
Yeah, you can fill up like a thermometer. We have little dice thingies if you want.
It's a little bar for those who don't have a sheet in front of them. It's got a circle at the end and then like a thermometer.
Looks like a thermometer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Kevin, I have right now one brawn, because I figure I'm not that strong.
That's good. Yeah.
But I have one agility, I have two intelligence, and two
wit. You have two brawn, because you start with one.
Right. Yeah. Sorry, I have two brawn, three intelligence, three wit, two agility, so I have one more star.
Me too. I don't know what to put my last one into.
I think I'm going to charm it up a bit. Or should it be agility?
I find it's more fun to play characters with like big stats, like... Either you have four or you have one, rather than have an even spread.
Sure. Okay, so I think I'll just add an extra intelligence then.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going to be max intelligence.
We'll go max edgy.
Oh, nice.
I'm super agile.
That's true.
You would be, or cat.
And a cat person. Yeah, that makes sense.
And so I got two brawn, because I don't want to die.
Yep.
Four agility, two intelligence, and three wit.
Cool.
I don't know what that's going to bring.
Nothing's good or bad. It's just like...
I know,
yeah.
But...
What did you do full, Paul?
I did a full intelligence.
Okay, I'm going to do a full presence.
Check out the big...
Oh, so we're just going to respect the shit out
of you. Well, I mean, like that... I could do a full intelligence, but I got two intelligence. Wait, what did you do?
Mine? As max? I didn't tell it. So I have two brawn.
Okay.
Two agility. Four intelligence. Three wit. One charm, one presence. I'm not very cool.
Okay,
I'm Geordi.
I'll do four presents then.
Classic Geordi.
All right.
You didn't tell him the time it was actually going to take you, did you?
Exactly. I'm not. Look, I'm going to give you my all, guys. Dabble titter. We were saying like titter's like a derogatory term.
You titter.
Quit whining, you little titter.
You little titter.
You little titter.
It's like an Australian.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
So I have six health, right? Because I have two brawn times three.
Yep.
Equal to your brawn times... Oh, I also have six.
So everyone has two brawn, right?
Yep.
So total health should say six, injured should say four, and unconscious should say two.
Okay.
3 dodge. Doesn't seem that great.
All right, initiative, just presence.
Just try and talk your way out of problems.
I think I'm going to have to. Wit plus presence. Oh, man, 4, that's it? Yeesh.
Wait, injured is 4? Right?
Yeah, injured is 4.
For you. What is your health?
Everyone's
10. Everyone's 4, and my unconscious is
2.
Is
2.
It's always the same?
Well,
everyone
picked the same.
Everyone had 2 brawn.
Yeah, everyone has 2 brawn.
Gotcha.
Nobody wanted to, like,
beefcake it up.
Die real quick.
Well, so here's the thing. We're going to have guest spots at some point, So we're going to get some beefcake in at some point.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Josh, what's your what are your 1-dot stats?
Charm and presence.
So you're not a very cute cat.
I'm a little salty.
You have like a cat.
Yeah, I got an eye patch.
A scar. You're battle scarred.
You have a patch on one eye and a scar over the other.
Yeah. I have an eye patch on my ear.
Can't hear no good out of this ear.
One leg's longer than the other.
He's like not a good cat. Just very loud. Very loud cat. Yeah.
All right, I got some options for you.
Oh boy! Josh. Okay, right. For the masteries.
What's this queen times charm?
When you flip a queen, you get your crit. And your
in that crit,
in that box, do I just write 1?
Is your charm 1?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. God, I feel like my bonus stats aren't great.
Well, you did a you did a pretty even. Well, I mean,
I guess I'm gonna have a lot of skills because of intelligence.
I keep the numbers low because it's easier for the brain.
Yeah, you can't when you're getting up to like 15, 16. Sure.
When you're drinking alcohol,
you gotta. It's real tough.
Which we'll do with this.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Here's some ultimate options for you. I'm gonna give you sneak attack.
Okay. Cool.
Because I feel like that fits your cat character.
Yeah, that makes
sense. Here's some options for you. We got team player, which means you're really good at helping other people.
Mm.
We gotta go fast, which means your first action gets bonus cards.
Oh man.
And you have conviction, which gives you like different boosts when you flip the Queen of Hearts.
How many times have I been convicted?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. What do you think?
Do you want to be like? Do you want to be helpful, really fucking fast, or really, really dedicated tier?
Let's go really fucking fast.
All right, so
gotta go fast.
Your 2 ultimates are gotta go fast and sneak attack.
Sweet,
Paul.
Yes.
All right. So what are you great at?
Intelligence.
Okay, your intelligence is your best stat.
And I have great computers and great firearms. And then I have to get 4 or 6 different practices. Right.
We have got a pretty good spread here because we've got our fast melee master, we have our intelligent lateral thinker,
the shooting man,
and we have our incredibly respectable.
That's me.
He's like a wizard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wizard general, dude.
Wizard general.
That should be your concept. Yeah. Wizard general. Yeah. Wizard space general.
All right. So, Paul, don't have great charm or.
No.
Or presence.
None of us numbers are really that charming.
No one likes or respects any of you.
We're just shitty. What's a shitty
We're the Guardians of the Galaxy.
We're continue.
Yeah, yeah, we're us.
What are your skill masteries, Paul?
My masteries are computers and firearms.
Alright. We're gonna give you some fun stuff.
Okay. I think so. I'm trying to figure out my practices. I was thinking engineering.
Mm.
Is 2. So I have 4, right? Because I have 4 intelligence plus 2 extra ones. Damn, so I get 6. Sorry. I get 6 practices.
Yeah, you got intelligence, so you got tons of
skills. You're lucky to have me.
Yeah, you're like my stats.
I'm an asset
because you got so many other things you can do.
I'm going to be so good at stuff. So I picked firearms and biology.
Yeah.
Or sorry, biology and engineering as my backups. I'm very good at computers, I'm very good at firearms. I'm thinking piloting.
Oh, wow.
We might need someone to drive a car at some point.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do piloting. Space-wise, what is space-wise versus piloting?
Space-wise is like street-wise. Like, it's like how well you know different areas, how not naive you are.
Okay.
Like, it's like, oh, I saw a guy walk into a boarded up building. He's probably doing space drugs.
Gotcha.
What's perform?
Perform is like how good you are at expressing yourself.
Okay.
How good you are at making art.
Gotcha.
Singing, distracting people can be a performer.
So like perform and lying would be like 2 things that go like hand in hand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, like perform would be like I'm going to sing a song to make some money, or I'm going to sing a song to distract someone, or I'm going to paint a beautiful picture that'll change the Space Emperor's mind.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. All right. I love it. Those are things I would do.
You were going in like such a street line there. I love that.
That's perform. Lying would be like, I'm gonna tell the Space Emperor that I'm actually his most trusted pen pal.
All right.
So I get four practices. So that means I get four dots, right, to fill out these.
Let me tell you.
You keep going.
I'm gonna tell you all my.
Yeah, I need help with my practice. Yeah.
Okay, so right now here's where we're sitting with my stuff, because I have the most, right? I have the highest intelligence.
Yeah, you do.
So I'm gonna cover the most bases for us. I got piloting. I got biology, so that'll help us. That's like healing and stuff.
Yep, that's healing.
I've got engineering. I'm thinking about doing explosives too. Although cool. I feel like explosives would be good for Josh.
You can have overlap.
Okay.
I am a math blaster, so
yeah.
You should have it too.
Yeah.
All right. I'll do an explosives practice.
I feel like you concentrate on social, you concentrate on physical, and you concentrate
right.
on mental.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So mental.
I'll do athletics. Two athletics.
I would like to maybe have a little like telekinesis or telepathy.
Yeah, just a little bit of telekinesis can go a long way.
I think I really want telekinesis.
Go for it.
I'm going to do some telepathy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So wait, you want me to be social?
Yeah, I feel like I feel like with your high presence, like right, you could talk your way out of some.
I feel like I would lie a lot.
You're a cat, dude.
Yeah.
I don't trust anything.
It's like a two-lying.
Ketonians are not known for their truth-telling.
They're real fickle.
I'm going to say Ketonians are like the... they're like the Klingons of the...
Yeah, they're like cat Klingons.
Like, they were pulled out of... Like, someone violated the...
Prime Directive.
Prime Directive. Yeah.
Like, they were the Klingons. Yeah. Oh, I was telling you about that. Yeah. We were having that whole Twitter thing about that. Yeah, man.
Well, that's also what the Krogans are in Mass Effect.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah.
Oh, they're very Klingon.
I only played the first one a little bit. I never played... Sorry.
Yeah, the Krogans are just...
Krogans are the best.
Yeah, they're just Klingons. They're just snail Klingons.
Yeah. Okay, so I ended up going with computers and firearms as my masteries.
Okay.
Nice.
Biology, engineering, explosives, piloting, space-wise, and telekinesis.
Damn, you savvy as fuck.
Okay.
Can we say fuck? Is that okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell. Fuck yeah.
Do I have to edit it out?
No.
Fuck hell. Fuck hell.
Paul,
fuck hell ass.
I think... Here are your ultimates.
Oh, this is so exciting. This is like Christmas time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you Zeroed In, which is the firearms ultimate.
Okay.
So whenever you take... a firearms action that would deal damage to an opponent's dodge, you deal one chip damage to their health.
Oh, so it automatically takes health no matter what.
You automatically get like a little...
Graze them.
Like wing them.
Yeah, you graze them.
Okay.
Like hit them in the arm.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So you have Zeroed In. I'm going to give you hack anything as well.
Oh, hell yeah.
Is it spelled like hack? Like
but that's a great plug.
Kevin's Game. Kevin's Hack.
Check out Kevin's Game. Buy it on Steam when it comes out.
When it comes out. Or just throw money at me and I'll try and remember to give it to you.
Maybe I'll write your name then. I'll give it to you.
PayPal.com. All right. Hack anything is the computer mastery.
Mm-hmm.
The computer ultimate. So you may spend one drive to make a computer action on a non-living but functional object or robot.
Okay.
In an attempt to hack them or it. These objects need not be computerized in nature, and robots with souls are not hackable.
Robots can have souls?
Wow.
Paul.
I think that's debatable, guys.
What happens when they become self-aware? What is the soul?
I'm not saying there are any ensouled robots in this world, but I'm not saying that.
Yo, I'm trying to get a soul-bound robot.
Yeah, right?
Hell yeah. Can we get a robot companion? Do we get companions at some point?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
No.
In combat, hacked objects follow your instructions to the best of their ability for a number of rounds equal to the number of successes
you have. I'm basically Kilgrave for robots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I fucking love it.
I love it. That's great. I got one more practice I
got
to fill out. So I did.
What do you got?
I did master biology, master engineering.
Mm-hmm.
I did empathy, explosives, persuasion, and telepathy.
Ooh.
Oh, that's great.
I need one more.
That's pretty great.
What about performing?
I find lying to be a universally great skill.
Yeah. Okay, I'll put that in there.
Just like in real life,
we have two liars on our.
I think that's a great idea, Kevin.
Is he lying?
Hmm.
Can't tell.
All right. So your best thing is your presence, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I am here.
we respect the hell out of you.
Okay. So
everyone's initiative?
Three.
Oh no. What is my presence plus agility? So mine is 5.
Woo! Mine is also 5.
Wow. Nice. Should I write 5 in here?
Yeah. All right, so we got some high initiative people, so that this one won't be as good. You have one agility that's pretty low. Your agility is pretty low, right?
Yes, I only have one agility.
All right.
I have 4 agility.
I'm going to say, since we need a little bit of a tank, I'm going to give you Bulwark, which makes you take less damage.
Okay.
So you're made of stars.
You're made of stars.
Durable as hell.
Yeah. Stars are pretty durable. So you're going to get
it
Bulwark.
It lasts a while.
So Bulwark says the prereq is agility 1. Okay. Tough skin, scales, or some high-tech device protects you from damage. If you would take damage to your health, take that damage minus 1 instead.
High-tech device. You're made of stars.
You are made of stars.
Star stuff.
And what are your two masteries?
Biology and engineering.
Ooh, okay. Which one do you feel more? Like,
I feel engineering a little
more. You like engineering? All right.
You're a science man, yeah.
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 Math man, sorry.
What's the engineering one? Did I make an engineering one? I did. Okay, so I'm going to read you both of these because they're probably, like, you're probably going to want to know your options. I'm sorry, I'm killing time
right
now.
It's okay, no, you're fine.
No, it's dead air.
Don't worry, we're just hanging out. Making characters. This is episode 0, no rules.
Yeah. That's what it's called, episode 0, no rules.
No rules.
Except there's
we
all
learned the rules.
Except for all the rules.
No rules until we learn them.
And then we break them.
Yeah, that's you guys already got space buttons.
I feel like I need more lying.
Dude, lying is really good. The lying ultimate is called Hail Mary. And
you just throw something out there.
Hey, you're just like,
you tell a lie so good that everyone believes it for a number of turns. Everyone just believes it for a number of turns equal to your successes.
That's awesome.
But if you get a joker, either no one believes it or the lie is true, whichever's worse.
The lie is true.
It was just crazy. Alter reality.
That's awesome.
We should write our masteries on the bottom of our sheet so we remember.
Okay.
I assumed that we needed to do that.
Yeah.
So for our health bar, you fill it in like a thermometer, and then what do you do? Erase as you get hurt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you can take some stones or some dice.
I'll probably take stones.
Yeah.
I'm going to do dice because they fit in that little slot.
Okay. Nick, your choice.
Okay.
Dr. Tryhard is the biology ultimate, which means spending drive adds successes instead of cards to biology actions used to heal people.
Wow. Okay.
So that's like pretty potent. But also good is the engineering mastery ultimate, which is Spuck Tape.
Spuck tape?
Spuck tape.
Okay.
Space duct tape.
Space duct tape.
Portmanteaus.
Spuck tape. Once per session, if a useful item would be broken, lost, or otherwise destroyed, you may spend 1 drive. If you do, the item is not broken, lost, or destroyed.
Ooh,
you must be able to see and touch this item within 1 minute of its destruction in order to use this ability.
Interesting.
So save an item or save a life.
I guess.
What do you value more, people or things?
I guess things.
Yeah.
I feel like a guy named Space Freely has to have some space duct tape.
Space Freely.
All right. I think that's everyone's characters.
Oh
yeah.
My God!
We made them.
I think we're good. I didn't write in a planet because made of star stuff.
Yeah. So you would. We can come up with like what your civilization is about. Like,
I feel like planets are beneath me.
Literally,
same.
Yeah, literally.
Well, it depends on your perspective.
Star stuff.
Yeah, there's no up and down in space.
Yeah, so. They could be above you. They could be
up. Above is below. So.
Right.
So we have humans, Catonians, and star people.
Could it be called star fiends?
Star folks.
Astrals.
Star.
Astrals. But like ASS.
Astrals.
So, okay, so that's our characters. So our characters are Davil Titor,
Killcat the Space Cad,
and Space Freely.
Yeah.
And we are Space Kings.
Play the theme song here.
Turn the tape over now.
Should we do our intro for our story, or should we save that for the
Let's
first
save
episode?
It for episode one.
Yeah, yeah, save it for episode one. All
right, well, this was fun. This
I'm excited.
Come on back.
Come on back and listen. Well, we're going to have the first episode up. Go right on. Go right on to episode one. Flip this tape over.
Flip this tape over to continue the journey. That's how we end every episode now.
See you guys there. Hey, thanks for listening to Pretend Friends. Our theme music is written and performed by Ace Waters. You can find more of his work at acewaters.bandcamp.com. Pretend Friends is made by Paul Ritchie, Nick Murphy, Josh Henderson, and Kevin Cole. Follow us on Twitter at pretend_friends and send us an email at heypretendfriends@gmail.com.